855-1360. I know I'm going through a bunch of really heavy subjects this morning. I'm kind of running through them quickly, mainly because a lot of these have been well discussed, and I'm kind of just hitting on some highlights, some new developments, and just throwing in my opinion on some things that I see. Moving on now to the NSA issue of listening in on our phone calls. I've addressed this before, and let me make clear what my position is. The NSA, in their endeavors to listen to our phone calls under the guise of protecting us from terrorist attacks, they are wrong. They are violating the Constitution, and they are invading our privacy. The decision that you and I have to make is very simple. Do we allow them, the NSA, the government, to weaken and dilute the Constitution of the United States in order to have a temporary sense of security? This is an age-old question. Do you give up our freedoms, our rights, in order to have an illusion, a sense of temporary security? My response is, no, you do not. You accept the responsibility of living in this nation, and you stand firm, and you protect the Constitution and accept the consequences therein. That's my response. Well, a judge decided that the NSA spying program was unconstitutional. As a result, now you know that the NSA is not going to just roll over and go, yeah, you got us. We're violating the Constitution. Dadgummit. I was really thinking nobody would notice. Thank you, Snowden, for leaking this. Okay. We've spent billions and billions of dollars of developing this technology and building the storage facility where we're going to put all the information. But you got us. We're done. We're just going to poop. Oh, look, it's off. We turned it all off. Everybody's fine. No, nothing to see here. We're all fine here. How about you? No, that's not going to happen. In a set of filings in the two long-running cases in the Northern District of California, the government has acknowledged for the first time that the NSA started systematically collecting data about Americans' emails and phone calls in 2001. Who was running the show in 2001? Oh, yeah, W. Alongside its program of wiretapping certain calls without warrants. The government has long argued that disclosure of these and other secrets would put the country at risk if they came out in court. This is one of the things that they've said, okay, we're not going to have this be argued in court. We're not going to take this in. We are going to enact execute privilege for national security issues, and this is going to be dismissed. Well, the government is trying that. They are saying with this judge that has ruled that it is unconstitutional for the NSA to continue with their spying maneuvers and programs, the government is saying this case needs to be dismissed, plain and simple, on the grounds of national security. They say disclosure of still classified information regarding the scope and operational details of the NSA intelligence activities implicated by plaintiffs' allegations could be expected to cause extremely grave damage to the national security of the United States. He's asking the court to assert state secrets privilege, which allows the government to seek a block of information from being used in court, even if that means the case must be dismissed. That's exactly what they're looking for. The Justice Department wants the judge to dismiss the matter without ruling on it, whether the program violates the First or Fourth Amendment. If the judge rules, then, oh man, now we got to pay attention to the rules of engagement here, and we got to take it up to further courts. Further courts means more divulgation of information. Further courts means that they could get their hands slapped significantly. Make no mistake, the government's not going to stop. I really, truly believe the government will not stop this issue. The issue is going to come in. How much are we going to allow? How much are they going to be able to get away with? It's not whether or not they're going to stop altogether. I seriously do not believe it's going to happen. But limitations, we'll see. Susan Rice also. Now, you remember Susan Rice, right? She's the one was the spokesperson for the White House during the Benghazi issue. She is the one that went on all of the weekend, the Sunday talk shows after the attack, came out and said it was because of the video. Plain and simple. It was because of an inflammatory video. Nothing else to see here. Susan Rice, who is now National Security Advisor, is coming out regarding this issue. We can trust her comments, can't we? We'll discuss that when we come back. Taking a break. It's the Jerry Bader Program. 888-455-1360. I'm Seth Mueller. We'll be right back.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.